Don't run away from the simple, gentle story just because you think it makes you less of a writer. It takes a good writer to create something that people can enjoy while they switch off their brains. Hi, I'm Jenny, and welcome to Writing Lessons From, where I break down a story I've consumed, usually a TV show or a film, because that's how I roll, and figure out what the writing lessons are that we can take from it to improve our own writing and storytelling craft. And this week, we're looking at POMS. Which is probably something you might not have heard of, unless you happened to be on Netflix like me when it came out. Yeah, this is a film that was on Netflix in 2024 when I wrote this, May last year, 2024. And I just went on my Netflix app to see if it's still on there so that I can tell you where to find it. And it says that POMS is unavailable on an advert-supported plan due to licensing restrictions. What does that mean? What does that mean? Because I'm on the lowest paid plan, I can't access the film for licensing restrictions. Why? Why? Anyway, if you're paying more for Netflix to not have ads, maybe you'll be able to watch this film. If not, if you do get a chance to ever see it. It's a good film. But before we get into that, hello, thank you for being here. Thank you so much for listening. I'm going to Jedi mind trick you. Thank you for hitting follow if you enjoy this podcast. Also, I just wanted to let you know that the day that this podcast comes out, which is the 5th of December, I've eaten so much Christmas chocolate already. Friday the 5th of December is also like the relaunch of my mailing list. So all new big shiny mailing list is going to cover everything from this podcast, Writing Lessons From. I'm so sorry if you just heard my dog relaxing. I've bought him a new bed. He loves it. Anyway, it will cover Writing Lessons From stuff for this podcast, which is going to hopefully next year, not hopefully, it is. Be confident about this, Jennifer. Next year, it is going to include books. It's going to include books and other stuff. I've got so many different ideas and things. I can't really articulate at the moment, but they're coming. It'll be next year, but they are coming. But it also, on the mailing list, you will find my fiction writing stuff. So at the moment, that is fantasy and romance, predominantly Christmas romances, 'tis the season and all that. But it will also next year include some cozy mysteries. If you want to come up and sign up to the mailing list, then once a fortnight, you will get obviously information about this podcast and about Writing Lessons From and all the other stuff that's going to be coming out with regards to Writing Lessons From next year, if you stick around with me. But you'll also get, I see now, the freebies are going to change. You will get freebies, you will get discounts, you will get news, you will get access to giveaways. You won't get giveaways, that's a weird way of saying it, but there will be giveaways. And the freebies and things will change every month. And if you're not interested in any of the fiction stuff and you just want to listen to this podcast, that is absolutely fine. The mailing list is designed for you to just be able to skip past the bits that you are not interested in. But you never know, there might be something there that catches your attention or that you want to try out, maybe a free story or something. Come and sign up. The link is in the show notes, or you can go to writeintothewords.com and find all of the information there. Anyway, I'm going to shut up now. Let's get on with it, shall we? I've written, in 2024, I started this article with, it's been established in a previous Writing Lessons From, and I don't know where I established this. Thinking back on it, having recorded all of the earlier episodes now up to this point, what was I talking about? I don't know. However, the next part of the sentence is true. Generally, in the writing world, it is an established thing that simple can be a winner. Keeping the story simple, you should be able to sum up your story's main plot in one sentence. That's not including all of the complexities or the subplots you put in, all of that. But if you can sum up your story's main plot in one sentence, then you have got it nailed. For example, denying treatment for her cancer, Martha moves to a retirement village to die and rediscovers a childhood dream to become a cheerleader. And that is the storyline for POMS, a film that I stuck on one day when I was home alone and tired and just wanted to relax. Which is what happens, isn't it? I go, I'm not going to write a Writing Lessons From, I'm going to watch something in order to actually relax. And then it gets my the cogs in my brain whirring. And here we are. It happened with Starstruck, which you can go back and listen to. But this time, I think we've got a great lesson every writer should absolutely know about, especially if you're feeling the pressure or increasingly overwhelmed. Now, obviously, going forward, big spoilers for Poms, but I don't know where you can watch it now. I mean, yeah, you might just have to take the hit on this one. Tissues at the ready. Here we go. Extra tissues at the ready, because I just remembered who plays the lead character, who plays Martha in this. My God. Okay. Martha is played by the incredible, amazing Diane Keaton, who we lost last month, I think it was, it's heartbreaking, utterly, utterly heartbreaking. What an incredible, amazing actress who, I mean, one of those actresses that you see that she's in something and you go, I'm going to watch that. I don't even have to know what it's about. I am watching that. The First Wives Club, especially, just so important in my film education. So Diane Keaton plays Martha. She's been diagnosed with cancer and has decided against treatment. She's ready to die. After selling most of her possessions, she moves out of her apartment and into a house in a retirement village, which is filled with people who wave at everyone. This is a film about older people, and I love stories about older people. I can't tell you how much I love stories about older people. I love older people being given that voice and the fun that can come out of it. I want more of those stories, but I digress. This retirement village is one of those places where people have to join a group. They have to make friends and be part of the community. If you don't want to join any of the groups, you can create your own. Martha doesn't want to join any of the groups. She just wants to be left in peace, which makes you wonder why she moved to this place. There are quieter places to die. Her neighbour is the incredible rule-breaking Cheryl, played by Jackie Weaver, who runs illegal poker nights and knows how to get free food and makes too much noise. Basically everything I want to be when I get older, the best kind of best friend. We all need a Cheryl. Cheryl helps Martha to open up and remember her childhood dream of becoming a cheerleader, which gives her an idea for a group. Cue the wonderful story of Martha finding other women in the community who want to become cheerleaders despite their aching joints and backs and mobility problems. Helped by two youngsters, including Charlie Tahan, who is Wyatt in Ozark, and that, my friends, was episode one of Writing Lessons From, the women beat the odds to take part in a cheerleading contest full of young, nimble, athletic young people throwing themselves around at speed. Don't worry, Martha and her friends don't win. That isn't the point here. The point of the film, the point of the story, is to do what makes you happy, to take the risk that people will laugh at you. Make friends along the way, because age and illness do not define you. Okay, this was a really short article. It's going to be a short episode. We're already on to the writing lesson, and that's probably why this is short. It is quick and short because the story is simple. And the lesson, the writing lesson, is also simple. Sometimes simple is the best. Writing doesn't have to be clever. It doesn't need a deep message or a world-changing theme. It can be just kind and gentle. Your story is allowed to just be a bit of fun for people to relax to, a bit of escapism, a bit of something that doesn't cause anxiety. Sometimes that's what we need, something gentle to curl up to and watch when we're tired or the world has beaten us down. Sometimes we need a simple message of empowerment and joy. Think how powerful your story could be if you embrace that. Don't run away from the simple, gentle story just because you think it makes you less of a writer. It takes a good writer to create something that people can enjoy while they switch off their brains. The joy of Poms comes from simple storytelling, but also the well-rounded characters, the well-designed plot, how everything seamlessly moves together, the realism, the different viewpoints. Each woman in that group has a different experience of being or becoming a cheerleader, whether it's being sexually empowered in their relationship or finding their independence from a husband or son. Becoming a cheerleader changes them and allows them to grow. Each character has their own story to tell, whether they're the main character or not. That's how you can add complexities to a simple storyline. Simple stories allow you to explore those characters further. In 2024, the main lesson I wanted you to take from this article was to stop worrying about your writing. But in 2025, the main lesson I want you to take is going back to that sometimes, often, a good story can be gentle and kind and escapist and joyful. Because especially 2025, and I feel like going forward, we need that so much. Those peaceful, gentle, joyful stories play such a huge role for people who have really bad anxiety. And I am saying that as someone who has really bad anxiety and is comfort watching like mad at the moment. We need more of those. Simple is good. Don't panic. You don't have to overthink your writing or stories. Just do your best. Yes, a short one this week. I have nothing to add. Do your best. Write the story you want to write. Don't overthink it. Don't be worried about making it complex. I actually think that proper character development is all the complexity you need a lot of the time. And good character development is what makes a good story. If you take nothing else away from any of these, just write a story with really well-developed characters. That's all you need. I mean, don't stop listening. Come back next time in a couple of weeks and, you know, keep going. I will see you next time, lovely storytellers. Bye.